Run by Ann Patchett, read by Jeff Harding. Chapter 1. Bernadette had been dead 2 weeks when her sisters showed up in Doyle's living room asking for the statue back. They had no legal claim to it, of course. She never would have thought of leaving it to them. But the statue had been in their family for 4 generations, passing down a maternal line from mother to daughter, and it was their intention to hold with tradition. Bernadette had no daughters. In every generation, there had been an uncomfortable moment when the mother had to choose between her children, as there was only one statue, and these Irish Catholic families were large. The rule in the past had always been to give it to the girl who most resembled the statue, and among Bernadette and her siblings, not that the boys ever had a chance, Bernadette was the clear winner. Iron rust hair, dark blue eyes, a long, narrow nose. It was frankly unnerving at times how much the carving looked like Bernadette, as if she had at some point modeled in a blue robe with a halo stuck to the back of her head.
"I can't give it to you," Doyle said. "It's in the little boy's room, on the dresser. Tip and Teddy say a prayer to it at night."
He kept his eyes on them steadily. He waited for an apology, some indication of backing down, but instead they just kept staring right at him. He tried again.
"They believe it's actually a statue of her."
"But since we have daughters," Serena said, she was the older of the two, "and the statue always passes on to a daughter."
She didn't finish her thought because she felt the point had been made. She meant to handle things gracefully.